Doctor's Fine Products, or by calling 1-800-205-6245 to make a donation.
This country over the next 11 years look far worse. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592. We offer all forms of gold, silver, platinum, and palladium, shipped and delivered at the most competitive prices in the country. Our website at allamericangold.com. And remember, you don't need to have tinfoil to own gold and silver.
Favorite subjects, mercury and fluoride, and that you'd be surprised to learn that I suppose that silver fell in it for 150 years if the mercury doesn't come out, and that argument apparently with modern technology has gone away because they can measure quantities of it both coming out and in the mother's bloodstream, in the breast milk, and in the baby. So that argument was just an argument of children. Brains with the addition of fluoride to the public drinking water. And that there's a recent article of a young man, 52, I say that's young, who developed what's called crippling skeletal fluorosis. And if you didn't know any better, you'd say he had arthritis because his joints were creaky and they hurt and he had pain in his lower back. And that they finally identified the cause of this pain. And that was that he was not being careful about it. I know dentists that actually advocate that, but it crippled him. And that's exactly what we saw in China when we did a documentary a few years ago on China's battle with crippling water. When you put it all together, it looks to me like that explains a whole lot about what's happened to America with the ensuing years, with the loss of safety in your home. The violence creates learning disorders. It creates you don't get good jobs if you can't read and write, so you end up in a violent mode. And that's what Roger Masters showed, that if you put what they fluoridate the water with is not fluoride. They put raw, untreated hazardous waste from the phosphate machinery. They had chimneys, and that what came out of the chimney was really better than ever before. And then in other countries, and, you know, our boys are overseas fighting for freedom over there in Iraq and Afghanistan, and they're poisoning and destroying the minds of our children here at home. And there's not one in a thousand Americans who really understands what they're doing. And everybody says we have a failed educational system. No, I think we have. Because you want to dumb them down so they'll be more obsequious and subservient to their new masters.
That's certainly a fact. That's what they've done.
And for the people out there who would put up by the engineers and the scientists and the lawyers who work for the EPA. Now, this is their union website. There are 11 unions have joined together. But you can go to their website and see if what we're saying is right. The website is NTEU280.org. That really stands for National Treasury. U280.org. And pull down everything on that website and read it. And you'll find that they talk about Dr. Hersey, who's they have their his testimony, his Senate testimony, talks about the effect on the intelligence of the brains, you know, destroying the minds of our children. Why didn't we hear about his Senate testimony? The NTEU 280 has tried to get this information to the senators, tried to get it to the media, totally blocked out by the controlled media. Ladies and gentlemen, we're under control today. Under attack today, and by this and by so many other things, and the average American has no idea what's happening. Who would want to destroy the intelligence of our children? Why, wicked and evil people. If you understand that, you understand what's really going on. Would you agree, David?
I agree, certainly. Any country that allows the children's minds to be destroyed is basically
added the same fate as the Romans.
Right, and of course the thing is they're doing this thing with the mercury. They know the impact of mercury in vaccines on the minds, the brains of our children, and they even know about, you know, the influence of mercury fillings. Sweden will not allow mercury to be utilized in fillings over there. They'll pay to take the fillings out, mercury fillings out, but they won't pay to put them in because they know it's destroying the minds, and they don't want to destroy the minds of their people. And haven't there been some exciting new things coming out on the mercury aspect of this?
And see Prototype Machine, Boulder, Colorado. Modern Bible scholars teach that the church will miraculously be kept from the tribulation in an event called the rapture. Yet the Bible is strangely quiet about such an event. The Watchman's Cry is a fascinating new book by Obadiah Frank that makes the study of the last days understandable. Using clear explanations, the notion that the church will be raptured before the time of the Great Tribulation is proven a dangerous deception. The Watchman's Cry is available from the American Freedom Network for only $10 postpaid. Call 1-800-205-6245.
Do you cringe every time you turn the key and know your paycheck is going up in fumes? Would you like to increase your miles per gallon, get a noticeable increase in power and performance, and reduce emissions drastically for your vehicle at the same time by using an EPA-registered method? Listen to emissions specialist 40-plus years experience in the fuel industry every Thursday at 4 and Sunday at noon. The Fuel Crisis Solution. You want solutions, you want fuel solutions. Can't wait for the show but want more information now? Call 1-866-577-9760. That's 1-866-577-9760.
Insulin, Our Silent Killer, is a new book written by scientist Thomas Smith. In this self-help manual for diabetes and other blood sugar handling problems, you will learn the true cause of this disease and, more importantly, what you can do about it.
Insulin, Our Silent Killer is available from the American Freedom Network for only $25 postpaid. Call 1-800-205-6245.
It's extensively referenced with helpful tables to learn what foods are good and which ones are not. This is a must-read for everyone.
Bill of Rights, Article 1. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of a religion, or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. Article 2. A well-regulated militia, being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms, shall not be infringed.
The CDC and the FDA and all of these organizations, NIH, they hold these phony meetings, pretending to be looking to find out the cause of autism. They know the cause of autism. I mean, 1 in 6 American children has a neurodevelopmental or behavioral abnormality or learning disability. 1 in 6 children. I mean, it used to be we had, you know, very, very rarely, you know, we had autism. I think it was 1 in 10,000, David?
Or something like that, and that's 1 in 6. And 1 out of 8 mothers give birth to babies with sufficiently high mercury in the umbilical cord blood as to cause brain damage.
Sure.
So I can understand how come the babies come out poisoned.
And, you know, now, of course, the CDC and their wisdom has advocated, you know, these influenza shots laden with mercury for every pregnant woman in the first trimester. Why would you do something like that, knowing full well that mercury will go through the system and through the cord blood and, you know, into the baby's brain, into the developing brain during the first trimester? You could do the most damage that way. And people say, oh no, who would want to hurt a child? And I say, who has wanted to abort? Almost 50 million
gram per kilogram would cause damage to an iodine deficient infant. And so you can't buy water on the market that's that low, so unless you buy distilled. So that's what they determine. That's what scientists determine. So you know how Washington, D.C. is. Now the ball is back in the bureaucrats' court, and they're going, oh, maybe we can put together a phony panel. That panel seemed to came up with the wrong answer.
But they don't want the American people to know that for 55, 56 years now, since 1950, the U.S. Public Health Service has been intentionally dumbing down and destroying the minds of our children. And,
You know, the most amazing thing is if you look in areas where the water is fluoridated, you see a lot more people with lower levels of intelligence and fewer and fewer. In fact, in the Chinese areas of China where they have a lot of water, fluoride in the water naturally, they're just no geniuses. Absolutely none. But a lot more people with IQs of 70s and 80s than comparable areas, they know this. And we have the studies to prove it. And yet, you know, this is denied by the ADA and by the AMA, which is laden with officials who are there not to protect the public health, but of course to destroy it. Want to get them to children throughout the rest of the world. It's not to help them. But they can't let the people in third world countries know that, although I think it's creeping around, and what one of the more and more humanities are asking that where they've had fluoride in the water, that it be stopped. There's action going on right now in Marin County, California, Juneau, Alaska, in Booth Bay, Florida, you know, Maine, and so around the country, communities are getting wise to the fact that they don't put fluoride in the water. They're putting raw waste, and nobody's going to say, yes, give the babies some arsenic, give them some lead. Only your politicians say that, and they have a bunch of money stuffed in their pocket from the people that have the stuff to get rid of. So, but it's been really slow because we have $100 million a year propaganda program being paid for by the United States government and emanating from the Center for Disease Control in Washington, D.C., and that they basically have used the Public Health Service and fan out across the United States declaring that there's a benefit. They've never shown that there's a benefit to having fluoride in the water in any court case. Matter of fact, all the court cases have determined it's harmful, causes cancers, increase in cancer death rates, et cetera, et cetera. But that doesn't keep them from telling the big ones. You know how Washington is with the big lie. So they run out and tell the big stories. And that's where the problem is it people have a tendency to believe somebody from Washington wearing a white coat and saying, you know, we've studied this extensively and yada, yada, yada. And that, you know, it's only when you get them under oath in front of a jury of 12 men and women that the story changes. And that we've done that so many times, but they still get to put it in the water. And the reason is because of the Police Powers Act of the Constitution. And what the courts determined that is that if you the elected body determines it's necessary, they may put a substance in the water that causes adverse health effects.
Even cancer,
even death. It's like a policeman. If he determines it's necessary, he can squeeze that trigger and shoot you. That's the police powers. But so what we've done is we've decided to become elected bodies ourselves, and that we've been teaching communities to pass what's called the Safe Drinking Water Ordinance. And that some city councils will just say that's a good ordinance, and they'll pass it without any further ado. Others, you have to stand on the in front of the grocery store and collect signatures to put it on the ballot. But what it says is nothing may be added to public drinking water for the purpose of medicating the population that's not first approved by the Food and Drug Administration for the full range of dose the users would experience. And furthermore, the actual substance added to the water may not contain contaminants that exceed the public health goals. And interestingly enough, you know, that ordinance didn't have the word fluoride in it, did it? And the advocates for fluoride exposure say, oh, it would block fluoridation. It's an anti-fluoridation ordinance. But really, it's a safe drinking water ordinance because it says you can't be medicating us with something that the FDA says is ineffective. You can't be medicating us with raw untreated hazardous waste.
Or lead. I mean,
lead,
why would they put lead into the drinking water?
Who would do that? What kind of insane country would allow industry to use your water supply as their dumping ground? And that would be the United States, I suppose.
You know, I think it's so important for, you know, there's a wonderful website. It's called fluoridealert.org. Fluoridealert.org. It's put out by Dr. Paul Condit. I know you're well acquainted with him, aren't you?
I do, and I love Paul, and that an excellent website, and you can go through it. On each different topic, he goes and separates it out. Like in the alleged benefit, he shows you one of the things that's on the website I copied from my slides is the graph of tooth decay in the world. You know, it's the World Health Organization data for tooth decay in United States, Australia, you know, Norway, Finland, and that we're not as good as a lot of countries that don't allow fluoridation at all.
Right.
You know, the tooth decay has actually dropped greater in many of those other countries that don't allow the water to be adulterated with this waste. And so, you know, where's the argument? So, well, tooth decay has dropped in the United States. Well, certainly. It's dropped all over the world. You know, somebody said that, you know, the toothbrush has more to do with the drop in tooth decay than the water, and that it appears that that's probably correct, because it seems to drop worldwide and not just in the United States. So that you know, it's like you could say that, you know, television causes tall buildings because, you know, the television was invented 50 years ago and the buildings got a lot taller. So, you know, that's not correct. You know, that's not what television causes, but you're seeing an association.
And of course, Dr. Paul Kahn is a professor of chemistry, and he's doing this. If you go to fluoridealert.com, what do you come up with?
Well, the weapon website that has the science that they put up there, their fluff website. But if you look at their fluff website, it doesn't do any more than reference themselves. It's kind of like, we think this, we think that. Well, okay, fine. Go to my website. I don't
agree. And they have none.
They have no science. No, they've demonstrated that in court over and over. But they have the police powers.
And they have the media solidly in their pockets.
Money.
Because the media is controlled. And the people of great wealth who control the media really want to dumb down our population. That's how you create a servile population for the coming, you know, feudal society that they envision. And that is what's so hard for people to believe, is there could be people that wicked would want to destroy the minds of our children. And yet it's true. By the time the average American student finishes high school in America and they're tested competitively with the rest of the world, our students are at the bottom of the line. And it's not that they have failed in their education. They've succeeded. They've done exactly what they knew they were going to do. And, of course, they've succeeded beyond their greatest expectations, but they can't let the American people know. So they say more money for education. Oh, we're going to have to change the math. We're going to have to change the reading. They don't want to teach our kids to read. After all, I mean, smart slaves are dangerous, aren't they?
I think that could be the case.
So anyway, David, certainly I think it's exciting, though, that, I mean, there is information coming out, and at least that committee you were talking about in Washington, D.C., that challenged water fluoridation didn't go along with it, even though when you read the articles about it, they'd say, but, of course, the ADA and the AMA and all these organizations that are there to protect your health assure us that water fluoridation is safe. And, of course, putting lead in the water is not safe, and putting arsenic in the water is not safe, and lead in no level. There's no safe level of lead, and yet they're even taking the lead out of paint, and you know, they're doing everything they can to do away with buildings that have leaded paint in it, but they're putting it in the drinking water. And where is the outcry from organized medicine and the public health service that should be protecting our health? And if you're a public health officer and you try to do that, you're going to lose your job. And I can remember years ago when I was in the AIDS battle, having public health officers come to me very quietly at medical meetings and say, Stan, we know what you're doing is right as far as AIDS and routine testing and trying to stop this epidemic, but we can't back you publicly.
Not politically correct. No, we'll do what's wrong, even if we know it's wrong.
Well, we want to keep your job. And this is really what's going on in America. Well, you know, David, I think it's exciting, though, that I think more and more people are waking up, and that really I think we're indebted to, you know, to talk radio for this, for the opportunity to bring people on this station to truth. They're not going to get elsewhere. We'll be right back to Dr. David Kennedy.
Discover Magneticare Cell Activating Liquid Complex and RX Magnets for a healthier life. Tom Martino and the Broncos know what works when you need to reduce swelling and inflammation, eliminate chronic pain, increase blood circulation, and aid in the healing process. Get your fast-acting Magneticare Liquid Complex, cream, or RX Magnets now. Call Bob at 303-388-1227. That's 303-388-1227. www.magneticare.net. Find out how BioSuperfood has helped thousands of people everywhere, providing health benefits for heart disease, cancer, diabetes, fibromyalgia, liver disorders, osteoarthritis, glaucoma, depression, allergies, nervous system disorders, and much more. BioSuperfood is making an impact on how people everywhere approach health and nutrition. Join Dr. Roland Thomas every second Friday at 2 p.m. on the Danette Daniels Show, KHNC 1360 AM.
I'm Ann Johnson. For over 11 years, I've owned a health food store. I'm an iridologist, herbalist, and perform extensive muscle testing to find out what products best meet my customers' health needs. That's why I'm so excited to tell you about Vital PSP. It consistently surpasses over 3,000 samples in my test kit. My customers are having amazing fast results. Vital PSP has profound effects at DNA levels. If you struggle with any health issues, I recommend you call me, 303-833-2784.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies, is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
Rocky Mountain Shooter Supply has something new. We have the finest in gun safes and new and used guns and reloading supplies. Now we have a new state-of-the-art gun range. Yes, for pistols and rifles, a beautiful well-lit 25-yard range with automatic retrieval, with a state-of-the-art ventilation systems. Yes, you can try it before you buy it. We have gun rentals and instructors can be arranged. That's the new Rocky Mountain Shooter Supply and Gun Range. 970-221-5133, 1/4 mile west of I-25 on Mulberry. Private instructors welcome.
All veterans, I am speaking with Jamie LaRue of Windsor National Mortgage, 970-686-6866. Jamie, does a veteran need perfect credit?
Because the VA backs these loans, lenders do not require perfect credit. Sometimes just good payments on rent, utilities, and phone bills is all that's needed.
So veterans, learn more about your benefits. Call Jamie at Windsor National Mortgage, 970-686-6866.
Back here at the American Freedom Network, and our guest this morning, Dr. David Kennedy. And before we go on, David, I want you to get your website and of course, Keepers of the Wells website. Tell people where they can get the information to prove us wrong, or to try to prove us wrong, or to find out what the truth is, and that is that they are intentionally poisoning our children. People who would advocate the murder of 50 million unborn children, why should we be concerned? Because they simply want to destroy the minds of the others. Go ahead.
Well, the website that we use for our political action is keepersofthewell.org. It's keepers, plural, of the well.org. And that starts with a poem on the first page that kind of expresses how we feel about protecting the water supply. But it goes through in some detail the results of the congressional investigation in 2000. It was sort of a silent investigation because we didn't get much press coverage, but it determined a lot of important things, like fluoride is a drug, it is regulated by the FDA, and that no substance added to your water supply has ever been approved properly through Standard 60s, et cetera, et cetera. So there's a lot of information there. The other website, if you want more scientific information about fluoride, is on the International Academy of Oral Medicine and Toxicology's website, and that's www.iaomt.org.
And slowly, iaomt.org,
and I'll bet you they can contact you or contact the IMT, is that we've got a new four-part DVD on fluoride, and there's also a DVD on mercury. On that website, Smoking Teeth is the DVD that I made with the help of Roger Eichmann. It's a demonstration of the 20 years of research that the Academy has funded and supported. And then the other one is the Let the Truth Be Told About Drinking Water, and that's has a four-part, and it's made for play on public access TV. So,
well, now, is that the one that you've sent to me in the past, or are these new ones?
It's a new one. It's actually got snippets of fluoride, parts of these various documentaries. This is the whole thing. It's 2 hours, and it has four different segments. One's our documentary on crippling water. Another one's an interview with Christopher Bryson in his book Fluoride Deception. Hardy Lambeck, a dentist, professor of preventive dentistry from Canada, talks about why he changed his mind.
He's actually been threatened. He told me that personally. He said, I would love to come on your program, but I can't. I've been threatened, and I'm not about to, you know, to sacrifice my children and my job here on this. So he's not allowed to come on and tell the truth. He's a professor of dentistry up in University of Toronto. But this is the extent that they'll go to threaten people and threaten them with their jobs, and heaven only knows what else. If he was told that, if he ever came on again and started doing interviews, but fortunately, do you have those interviews before they got to him?
Yeah, we do. You get to Dr. Hardy, and then also the other guy you mentioned already, Bill Hersey.
Right.
And that's the first one, and we've got another one going to be out in January. So it's an 8-part series.
Could you give me copies of those? We'll probably carry them, because we carry the one that you did previously with the interview with Harvey Limbach and Hersey and the others, but...
Absolutely, I'll send it right out to you. And this is a wonderful a primer for people that want to get into the protecting their nation from fluoride, and so that they have the faces and the people and the story that they can tell. And it's clear, it's cogent, it's understandable.
And ladies and gentlemen, you have to get your people. You have to get every mother to understand they're poisoning their children. I mean, they're poisoning their grandchildren. They know what they're doing. And once we can convince them of this, we can begin to convince them of a lot of other things. That's why this issue is so vitally important. And really, if we were to take one issue that might very well turn America around and show the degree of subterfuge and media control and medical control, and actually the fact that there really are people who want to harm the American people, it would be this one issue. So. And that Christopher Bryson's book we do carry, it goes into the fluoride deception. And did he have a lot of fascinating things to tell?
He did. He did. And he told how he came to write the story. He told how he felt about it and some of his interviews. And he talked about Bernays, who was the PR guy that managed to sell America on putting hazardous waste in the water supply.
He's the same guy who got women to start smoking.
Exactly. He even talked about that.
White. CA of the lung in women was very unusual. I mean, we had lots of cancer of the lung in men because of smoking, but not in women, but not now. Cancer of the lung is the second most common cause of cancer in women, thanks to Edward Bernays, the same man who set out, you know, back in the 1950s to convince us that that water fluoridation was good. We were going to have a happy, smiling children, you know, with wonderful teeth.
You know what he told him? He said, if you get the doctors to approve it, that nobody will question it.
Yep.
He said, get the people in the white coats to say it was good, and then you'll have no trouble selling it to the American people, because the American people believe the guys in the white coat.
You know, have you ever noticed these ads they have on television? They'll, oh, you ask your doctor if this medicine is good for you. Don't ask the doctor, because he gets his information from the detailed people that are paid by the drug company to sell the medicine. And the doctor really hasn't read the scientific studies, and he certainly hasn't read the scientific studies on water fluoridation. That's why you've got to read those yourself and get the information if you want to protect your children and your grandchildren. Destroy the minds of a generation of our children, you destroy the nation, and they've done it. Well, anyway, that sounds like a fascinating opportunity to talk to Christopher Bryson. People don't understand that the incidence of heart disease is increasing in America. Why? Well, Chris Bryson brings out in his book that, you know, in Newburgh, New York, where they did the original study, compared with Kingsbury, I guess it was, you know, one community fluoridated, the other not. Twice the incidence of heart disease in the area where they had fluoridated water. But that is never brought out. They say this is perfectly safe. Look how we cut down on the incidence of cavities in children's teeth, and it really isn't true. They simply lied, but after all, they're the U.S. Public Health Service, and they're there to help America.
It was a gift of our water supply to the hazardous waste industry. Now, why would we do that? And then Bryson points out that the fluoride was instrumental in making the atomic bomb, so they had to get rid of the effluent, which was fluoride. So, you know, they don't need the fluoride to make the bomb blow up, but they needed it to extract the uranium from the ore, and so they end up with phosphate fertilizer and gypsum and fluoride left over, hydrofluorosilicic acid, actually. And so they made drywall out of the gypsum, they made fertilizer out of the phosphate, and they told you that the fluoride's good for your kids and that you put it in the water supply. So they get rid of about 500 billion gallons a year, and they sell this stuff for like $1.60 a gallon. Hazardous waste would charge them $1.60 to dispose of it, and they sell it to places like Oakland for $3 a gallon. So if you had that's a profit of $4.60 per gallon, and multiply that times 500 billion gallons, and you're over the trillion-dollar mark.
Well, there's big money behind this, but also they know exactly what they're doing to the minds of our children. Well, if you're out there in the listening audience, our number 970-689-8255. That's 970-689-8255. And, you know, the thing is that I know in Fort Collins, where this program is heard, why they did a valiant effort to try to get the fluoride out of the drinking water. And it was because the doctors and the dentists insisted it was safe that people actually believed them. And, you know, there was no organization. The doctors and the dentists who know it's poisonous don't have the courage to speak out, as Dr. Kennedy and a few others.
Order your cassette copy of this program. Call the American Freedom Network at 1-800-205-6245. That's 1-800-205-6245.
Pure drinking water is essential to a healthy life, and everyone using the British Birkfield and Berkey series of water filters will benefit by adding the PF4 reduction elements to their system. The PF4 works to help absorb MTBE, fluoride, lead, and arsenic, as well as BBCPs, THMs, and various pesticides and herbicides, and heavy metal ions. A set of four PF4 filters are available for only $85 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
Hi, this is Michael at KHNC Radio, and I'd like to stop for a moment and talk about Andy's Painting and Handyman Services in Greeley. You know, those little things around the house, the yard, even the car, they can pile up and we can all fall behind. That's where Andy's comes in. They can help you with remodeling, plumbing, decks, floor tile, auto and home upholstery, woodworking, drywall, and painting, and so much more. Andy's done a lot of work for us here at the radio station and at home, so we can highly recommend him. That's Andy's Painting and Handyman Services at 815 37th Avenue Court in Greeley. You can call them at 970-576-5333. That's 970-576-5333. Andy's Painting and Handyman Services in Greeley. Tell them KHNC sent you. And thanks.
Here, our guest this morning, Dr. David Kennedy, who is on the front lines of this battle, trying to let the American people know what's really going on. And tragically, I know dentists who know there's a problem, but they don't want to speak out because they're afraid they get the other dentists mad at them. And in certain states, you come out and you talk about the danger of mercury fillings, they'll go after your license. Well, who do we have on the line?
Hi, my name's Don from Denver.
Hi, Don. How are
Hi.
You?
Hey, I was wondering if you or your guest would know, is they've been talking a lot about having people drink a lot of green tea, and they drink it over in like Japan and all these other places in the East, and it's supposed to be excellent for you.
Okay.
But at the same time, I've heard it does pull up fluoride out of the soil.
All right,
it almost sounds like
let's talk to David. David, what's the background with tea, how dangerous is it?
Actually, all teas have high fluoride levels, the black teas. The flower teas do not. Chamomile, black tea, green tea. We've measured green tea, and it doesn't seem to make any difference whether you brew it, you know, by boiling it or brew it by, you know, the way the British do in the pot. But both of those end up, with black tea, you get about 4 parts per million. If you're like in Denver, there's fluoride in the water, so you end up with 5 or 5.5 or 6 parts per million. And the National Academy of Sciences, 4 parts per million is not protective. So you're all of a sudden consuming a beverage that if you were trying to sell it as water, you couldn't even sell it as water. And the 4 is just malarkey. Most other countries, like the World Health Organization, is 1.5. And it really ought to be more like 0.1. My minimum risk level is 0.1 parts per million. So here you have something that's 40 times higher than that. So
what about green tea?
Green tea is about 8 parts per million. It seems to suck up even a little more fluoride. So maybe there is a benefit to drinking the tea because of the antioxidants, but there's also a disadvantage. And if you drink it on a regular basis, you're going to end up crippled. There was an article, I think I sent it to you, Stan, this summer about a lady that in Independence, Missouri, that her favorite beverage was Lipton, instant iced tea, and that she developed crippling skeletal fluorosis, which is a terribly painful disease. If you didn't know any better, you'd look at her and you'd say she has arthritis. And that's the thing, that there's 60 million Americans in with arthritis today, and that a good percentage of that, probably more than 50%, is from excess fluoride intake. But that's...
That is a matter of fluoride, it is, because I heard it's calcium fluoride, not sodium.
You know, it calcium fluoride is a brick, and I have a nice rock here on my desk that's polished, and it's a nice piece of lapidary, but you can't find calcium fluoride in the water because it's a precipitate, it's a solid. So when you get rhetoric about, oh, blah, 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 this is the safe kind of fluoride, if you get that DVD from Dr. Stan on crippling waters of China, you'll see that they had natural fluoride in the water, and that's actually... in Colorado was one of the ways that they discovered that fluoride was harmful. My uncle lived in Dighton, Kansas, which is in the same, you know, downwater area from the Colorado Rockies. And what happens is when granite decomposes, you end up with decomposed granite in the soil, and that the water drawn from wells in that area then are high in fluoride. So there's a whole band of high fluoride water in eastern Colorado and extending down into Texas, where people end up with funny looking brown spotted teeth and rapidly aging joints because of natural fluoride in the water.
I was also going to ask you, is there any way to defluoridate yourself? I've heard alpha lipoic acid seems to work well. What do you know about that?
Well,
or iodine or something.
Iodine is the antidote to for your thyroid, so you need to have iodine. Selenium is the seems to help prevent the cancers that it causes. Calcium, magnesium, and vitamin C seem to help protect against some of the damage. But you know, the problem with fluoride is that it accumulates for a lifetime in your skeleton, your bones. And so, if you have if you were to swallow 2 molecules right now, one will be in your bones the day you die. And so one goes out through the kidneys if you get good kidneys. And so people that don't have good kidneys end up accumulating a great deal of more fluoride in their bones. And that's where the crippling comes from, because once your bones fill up, then it fills up your ligaments and your joints. The detoxing is a long, arduous process of drinking and eating foods and beverages that have no fluoride in them. It's like you can't, your lungs can't get well if you're, you know, got emphysema if you continue to you know, work at the factory and inhale all the dust and whatever's in the air of the factory. And just the same way that your bones can't get well if you're continually putting more and more fluoride in them. So you need to learn what foods are contaminated with the fluoride pesticide, and that's the real crime, is that it's not just in your water. When they established the maximum contaminant level goal of 4 parts per million, they used a phony figure that Harold Hodge had come up with. Is 20 milligrams for 10 years was what it took to poison you. And they're going to give you 20 milligrams. They're doing their darndest to give you 20 milligrams. Well, you know, in China, 4 milligrams poisons you in 20 years. So, you know, are we stronger than the Chinese? Probably, but I don't think...
What you have to realize is it's in your food you eat, because they spray, rather than use something safe like DDT, why are they going to put fluoride on your, you know, under so much of the food and leafy vegetables, it's fluoride.
Oh, I'm buying the organic. I hope that would help on that end of it.
Yeah. If it's really organic, it sure would. I strongly recommend that. On your mind, and they're destroying the minds of our people.
If you want to drink tea, go to the store and buy a flower tea, like one of the apple or fruit teas. Any of those things are fine. But if you read on it, if it's got black tea in it, it'll be high in fluoride. And that so there licorice tea, something like that, is going to be low in fluoride. So what you're really trying to avoid is the black, the plant. The chamomile, black tea, green tea is where you get it. Beverages, almost any kind of Coca-Cola or Pepsi-Cola, all those, including, unfortunately, American beers, like Budweiser's bottled in St. Louis. St. Louis has fluoridated water, so you end up with fluoride in your water, even here in Colorado, so you'd get Coors. Well, we've measured Coors. Coors is about a half a part per million, and that's five times higher than my minimum risk level. And that's your Rocky Mountain runoff water. So, whenever you start putting fluoride in the water, everything that is processed with that water ends up high in fluoride. We've measured cereals from Battle Creek, Michigan, like Wheaties, and that the Wheaties is 10 parts per million fluoride because it's processed with the tap water. So if it's got 10 parts per million fluoride in it, it's also going to have more arsenic in it because there's arsenic and fluoride travel together in this hazardous waste witch's brew that they put in the water supply. So you're not only getting raw waste with your food, you're getting carcinogens.
All right, thank you.
God bless.
Thanks,
David. Thank you so much. It's always a pleasure to have you here.
Thank you, Bob.
And bring us up to date. I'm looking forward to getting those DVDs.
I'll take them in the mail to you, Stan.
God bless. Bye-bye.
God bless you.
Larry Adams here, always fighting chaos. I invite you to listen to my fun and informative shows Sunday afternoons at 2, often with fun and informative guests, reminding you to please support all of our sponsors and let them know you heard it here. And encourage others to advertise with 1360, the voice of the lion. I would love to meet with any potential advertisers and sponsors. See you Sunday afternoons at 2 for What Now with Larry Adams.
Buffalo Bill Cody, frontiersman, buffalo hunter, showman, not exactly a guy who was easily entertained. That's why he spent so much time in Denver. There was always something going on, just like today. From world-class sports, shopping, performing arts, museums, and restaurants, Denver has it all. Why go anywhere else? Invite your family to experience a mile high energy, too. Find visitor specials for the holidays, New Year's, and beyond at denver.org. Sponsored by the Denver Metro Convention and Visitors Bureau and aired in cooperation with the Colorado Broadcasters Association and this station.
Bill of Rights, Article 1. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of a religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. Article 2. A well-regulated militia, being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms, shall not be infringed.
Pain, it can really affect your day. If you're looking for a natural way to help with your pain, Healthy Nature's NutriPain may be just for you. Whole dried herbs are specially blended to help ease your muscles or sore joints. A 60-capsule bottle is just $12.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 and ask for Healthy Nature's NutriPain.
6245. Well, I'm here and reminding you that reality is usually scoffed at. Illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it'll be reality, not illusion or delusion, that'll determine what the future will bring in. And there is no place where that is more apropos than in the fluoride debate. Understand, they're poisoning your children. We have a great talk I gave called The Hidden Agenda. It's available both in DVD and in video. We have, of course, a syllabus that goes with that. You can get at a reduced cost if you get the syllabus or DVD and the syllabus together. But the syllabus has all of the information that you need. I mean, the scientific studies from China and done here about you know, the impact on the brain, and Dr. Hersey's testimony, and my articles, and the things from the CDC and from the AMA and the ADA. And if you read it through and you see the scientific studies, you realize, of course, they know that they're destroying the minds of our children. You got to be pretty evil to do that. No other country does this. Europe will not allow fluoride in their water because they know they want to protect their people, and the people who control America want to destroy us. The hidden agenda, the syllabus, the talk are available. We have 2 4 tape sets on water fluoridation. We carry Chris Bryson's book, The Fluoride Deception. Excellent, excellent book. We carry the DVD that's put out by Dr. Kennedy on water fluoridation. We'll be picking up the other ones, and the one on mercury as well. Each of us is called to do something. I'm called to do talk radio. I don't know why, but I'm supposed to. I mean, how many people do you know who ever had somebody build a radio station in their home, which is what happened to me? That's how I got started. Somebody built the radio station for me and put it in and did all the work, and all I had to do was get on the radio and talk, and we've come a long way from there back in 1993, and now we have about 60 outlets every week. If you'd like to become part of the Radio Liberty family or get the products we've talked about on water fluoridation and how they're poisoning your children and your grandchildren, and they know what they're doing, give us a call, 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-544-8927. Of course, we are putting on a conference the end of this month, 29th of October, all-day conference here in the Monterey Bay area, and we're bringing Constance Cumby from Detroit. She'll be giving 2 talks. She talks on the world occult movement. She talks on really how the occult movement impacts with our political system. And then we're going to have Chris Pinto, who did the award-winning video, The Secret Mysteries of America's Beginnings. He's going to talk for an hour and a half. And we've got a great lineup of speakers. And you'll have an opportunity, really, to meet others who are involved in this battle. And we're encouraged by the number of people who have already signed up. But we want as many as we can. You need to be prepared. You need to get the information. You'll have the information there that you can take back to your community. And anything we've produced, you are welcome. You're encouraged to copy. You need to get my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. Remember our number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Remember those websites I gave you on fluoride. Fluoridealert.org. That's fluoridealert.org. And NETEU280.org. Check it out. Find out if it's true. And if it is, join Dr. Kennedy and I trying to save our innocent children from having their minds destroyed. Until tomorrow at the same time, may the Lord be with you.
Talk to the American Freedom Network? Contact us at P.O. Box 1750, Johnstown, Colorado, 80534, or online at AmericaNewsNet.com.
The American Freedom Network has a growing list of videos available. We like to show people the good things about life in America. These videos depict great events, inspirational music, and very special people. If you couldn't be here to see them live, call 1-800-205-6245 for title and price information. That's 1-800-205-6245.
Insulin, Our Silent Killer, is a new book written by scientist Thomas Smith. In this self-help manual for diabetes and other blood sugar handling problems, you will learn the true cause of this disease and, more importantly, what you can do about it.
Insulin, Our Silent Killer is available from the American Freedom Network for only $25 postpaid. Call 1-800-205-6245.
It's extensively referenced with helpful tables to learn what foods are good and which ones are not. This is a must-read for everyone.
You're listening to The Lion, 10,000 watts, AHNC, 1360 AM, Johnstown, Denver.
Network. I'm Steve Sawyer. The United States is once again rejecting calls for direct talks with North Korea. U.N. Ambassador John Bolton says the U.S. won't be intimidated by a reported threat from North Korea that it could fire a nuclear-tipped missile unless Washington acts to resolve the standoff.
I think that North Korea has had a successful history of intimidating other countries. I think they did that leading up to what we call the agreed framework of 1994, but they're not going to be successful with us this time.
Meanwhile, British Prime Minister Tony Blair says the world should be very worried about a nuclear-armed North Korea. He told the BBC that it's very, very serious.
They are in clear breach of their international obligations. It's a very, very serious situation. We're discussing it with key allies now.
Britain has joined in the worldwide condemnation of North Korea's nuclear test. You're listening to news on the Information Radio Network.